This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright. Today, we are very happy to speak with Cheryl Kaminsky. She is the executive director of the Children's Hunger Project. Cheryl, you just took over as executive director. So let's start out by talking a little bit about what the Children's Hunger Project does.
The Children's Hunger Project provides weekend food packages to Brevard County elementary schools typically, and we distribute the food packages through the children's backpacks. So we deliver the food to the schools, and the teachers are the ones who are responsible for putting the children's food package in their backpacks so they have that when they go home on Fridays from school to help for the weekend.
And you've been doing this for quite a long time, right?
Yes, the Children's Hunger Project is actually getting ready to celebrate 10 years of helping feed Brevard's hungry children. I myself have been here almost 5 years, so it's been a wonderful time of being able to grow and help our most needed children.
During normal times, the need is great, and you guys do a great job. But now that we've been in quarantine and self-isolating, kids are out of school, I'm imagining that the need is even greater.
We formerly were distributing 2,400 food packages to 46 elementary schools in Brevard County. Amid the coronavirus pandemic, we have partnered with Brevard Public Schools, and we are distributing at their 27 sites. So Monday through Friday, they're providing breakfast and lunch. On Friday, we have volunteers that come to our office in Cocoa. They pick up food packages, and they go to their designated school, where they join alongside of Brevard Public Schools, and they are distributing to all of the families that are coming through. So our distribution has gone from 2,400 to this past week we served 6,000 different food packages to the families in Brevard County through the 27 Brevard Public School sites, as well as we have partnerships with Club Esteem, Coco and Melbourne Pal, Brevard Cares, Boys and Girls Club, and they representatives come and they actually pick up food, and some of them are able to go, and they distribute to children that are not maybe able to go to the Brevard Public School sites.
And this isn't going to end. School's out real soon here, and it's only going to be harder for them during the summer, correct?
Right. So we have our plan through the end of the school year, which is next Friday, the 29th. And then we typically partner with the United Way for their Feed and Read program, where we provide our weekend food packages through summer camps. Well, now we are hearing that summer camps are canceled. So there's information. We're waiting for confirmation from Brevard Rec centers that there's going to be some distribution sites for feeding continued, where they'll be serving food outside, we believe, and then Friday we can go and join along with them and continue to distribute. Additionally, we're waiting for confirmation from Brevard Public Schools that they may be having some sites as well that we will, you know, continue to work to feed through the sites as well.
What you're doing is very much needed, and it's wonderful, but one of the really great things I like about the organization is that general people in the public can get involved, and you have groups that come and help pack the food. You have people, as you said, deliver the food. How can the community get involved and help? I'm sure monetary donations would be very helpful.
Oh, absolutely. Each of our food packages are $4, and our weekly feeding has gone from $9,000 a week to over $23,000 weekly. You know, the support is greatly appreciated. We've been receiving donations of all kinds. From financially, we would not be able to continue with what we're doing and the amount that we're doing if we did not have the support from our generous Brevard County donors. People are also donating masks, sanitizer, food. As far as other opportunities to help, every week we're having probably 6 to 8 different mini packings.
I'm guessing on your website people could find out how they can get involved as a volunteer, how they can make a financial donation or any other kind of donation.
Yes, our website is the childrenshungerproject.org. The other way, too, is our Facebook page.